A series of high-profile departures before the election means the first order of business for the re-elected Morrison government is a cabinet reshuffle. The results are expected to be announced over the weekend. Michelle Grattan's in our Parliament House studios. Michelle, hello there.
Hi, Fran.
Michelle, the PM has lost no time in heading up to Queensland to say thanks, but he's got plenty of work ahead of him this weekend, including or primarily the new ministry. He's got some big gaps to fill. Does he have the talent pool to do it well? And the big question, will Melissa Price remain the Environment Minister?
I think what we'll see out of the reshuffle is stability at the top, but it has to be substantial because, as you say, he's got the gaps with the people who departed at the election and some of these very key portfolios. Also, now his authority is at its top point. It will never be higher than this moment. So it's worth him using this opportunity to bring in talent and to move around people who should be moved. I think Melissa Price is certainly one of those. But of course, he said in the debate that she would be in that same portfolio. So I don't quite know how he manages that, mm-hmm. but it does need to be managed.
Okay. Michelle, looks like Anthony Albanese will be elected leader of the Labor Party unopposed. Jim Chalmers announced yesterday he wouldn't run. Now the battle for deputy is on. This will almost certainly go to someone on the right of Labor. Anthony Albanese is on the left. Richard Miles wants it, but there's some concerns about having an all-bloke team. Do you think Labor will be able to get this sorted out and hold the factional unity that Bill Shorten oversaw for the last 6 years? How important is this for Labor?
I think they will get the deputyship sorted out pretty obviously, and Richard Miles seems to be the front runner. One possibility, of course, would if Richard Miles takes that position, would be to have Jim Chalmers as shadow treasurer, because Richard Miles has been in the shadow defence portfolio and may well not want to exercise his right to be shadow treasurer, and that wouldn't be a bad outcome. On the gender question, well, they do have, of course, Penny Wong as a very, very high-profile, strong performer as Labor Senate leader. There's talk of Christina Keneally becoming deputy Senate leader, although that might be an argument still to be had, a contested argument. But I think that the gender issue is taken care of reasonably by Penny Wong being there.
Okay. Michelle, out goes the Labor leader and all the Labor policies too, it would seem. There's going to be a complete refresh, we're told, including on climate, if Shadow Environment Minister Tony Burke has his way. He says Labor should now give up on a market mechanism to reduce emissions. He said, we've now spent 11 years using market mechanisms to deal with climate change, and for 11 years, the Australian public have been saying no. Now, Michelle, this is against the orthodoxy put forward by 15 years by economists and businesses and practice in much of the world. Is this a capitulation?
I did think it was surprising that Tony Burke came out as strongly so quickly in this debate. I would have thought that Labor needs to take a fair bit of time in recalibrating its policy agenda, and a lot of arguments will be underway, a lot of consultations over the coming months. One bad thing for it to do, I think, is to rush into its changes, because after all, we're now at the beginning of a term of 3 years and the next election's a long time away. So I think they should hasten slowly.
All right, Michelle, thank you very much.
Thanks, Fran.
Michelle Grattan is Chief Political Correspondent with The Conversation and Professoral Fellow at the University of Canberra. You're listening to RN Breakfast. It's 9 minutes to 8.